double or toe.
Good evening, Brandalo.
Brandy, I believe you're the only one on.
Am I the only one on?
That's what it seems like.
Well, there'll be somebody else coming. Hopefully.
Hopefully, and we'll stick around till that happens.
Okay.
Did you have a good Shabbat?
I did. I had a great Shabbat.
Baruch Hashem.
It was good.
It always is. Andy, I have no idea what you're doing, but it's noisy.
Oh, I'm giving the dog water.
Okay. One more minute.
Okay.
10 minutes, Brandy. I guess nobody's coming.
Okay. Well, we still have class tomorrow.
Hello?
Mark is here.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Shavuato.
Shavuato.
We were just about to hang up.
Okay.
But let us begin. Please join me in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa. Gedula Chemin. Sati Sarvara Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi Kabel Rimat Amcha Sagvenu Chahalenu Nora Kufay Shayan Sintet Nun Nagi Bor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavad Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Varchen Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Sham Rem Tedresh, Saritap Gimel. Kasim Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Ket Kufet, Ted Benayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zofre Kidu Shata, Yud Gimelamet. Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Salumo Shin Kufav Zadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanut, Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyaon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urshimud, Hilu, Hilu, Urshimud. Leahta Lishem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Masei Adenu Kanane Alena Masei Adenu Kananehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tamedan Kudsha Parihu Koma de Aved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dishot Leela Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedah Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beyakalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterif Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has the revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying one of the verses that connect to this energy that's in the Tanakh. So tonight we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Wa'im tachte yaha tamod habacheret lo pasta vaor. Wahi ke waha seet hamikva ivati haro. Hakohen kitzaravet hamikvahi. The translation. And if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread in the skin, but be dim, it is the rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burning. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study to connect to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakam taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Excuse me. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akahe ta. Hey Zayo Wala Dala Awa Hey Heya Yozala Me Be Hey Hey Reyo Hey Kome La Awa Kala Yo La Wawa Pe Hey La Nula Ha Yo 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 Me La Hey 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 Wa Nuta hey a hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he she ka wa ko me nuta a nu yo he a be re hey a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo he. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame be. Nu nu a nu yo ta be be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo a yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a du wa me he yo. Da me be me du ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, andu, kameta, he, he, yo, andu, da, la, he, wa, he, me, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, du, la, du, me, ha, yo, he, yo, be, du,
Elohim
Et yakol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anohi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-bet adav avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim v'acherim al panai lo ta'aseh. Lecha pesel u'kol temuna asher b'shamayim. Mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat. V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtacha v'lachem. Willo tov dem ki anohi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Loked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileishim Vial Ribeim Lashonai Willoset Esed La Lafim Lo havai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim, Tavod v'yasita kol melachtecha. V'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'Hashem, Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha, ata uvimcha, uvitecha avdecha. V'yamadcha u'hemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim asad Adonai et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et amye imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha-adama asher Hashem Elohecha No tein lach, lo tirtach, lo tinach, lo tigno, lo tanet bereacha. En shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha. Lo tachmod, eishet, reecha, viavdo, viamato. Vishoro lecha moro v'kol asher l'reecha. The Ma Meditation. Yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud. Yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And the Shema Yisrael, please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Kaddish, which we will use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadalit kadashime rapa, and we all say Amen. Yomadi rakirute viam lik malchute bechayecho neviom echo uvechaye dekol beit Yisrael beagalau vizman kariv. Vid barach v'ishtabach, vid par, vid roman, vid nase, vid hadar, vid ale, vid alau, shmeda kudsha, le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata, tushvechata v'nechemata, da'amiran b'alma. Yehi shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O'se shalom b'imromoth, u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class is from the Parasha of Miketz. We will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, the landing page that opens up has a list of all of the Parashas. Please scroll down to Parasha Miketz. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 2. And we will start at Pasuk 10. After we say El Hashem Yichud, because the Baruch Shem that we said with the Shema has grounded the energy of the first L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Te Bid Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himu L'Yachda L'Shem Yudhe Bavav He V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenehu. Pasuk 10. Vayhi Miket Shenatayim Rabbi Chiyayo Patach V'yamar Melech Pamishpat Yamid Eretz v'ish terum od yecher seda Tachat seikad bara kudsha barichu Alma ila'a Ad kein kola kika ya'ot Ya'pech b'horin ila'in min acharin The call sweetrim, the call ahihu chad, uvara shemaim, dilela v'aretz, dilela v'itakna, uhu kachada, v'to alta letatae. situation. It came to pass at the end of 2 years, Rabbi Chiya opens the discussion with the verse, "The king by justice establishes the land, but he who exacts gifts overthrows it. Come and see." When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the upper world, Bina, He made everything properly and created bright lights that shone in all directions. These represent the three columns, and all is united into one. He created heaven above, which is Zeranpin, and the earth below, which is the Nukva, to combine as one, Bina, Zeranpin, and Nukva, to benefit the lower beings. My commentary. This verse is a reminder to utilize the names of Hashem and their gematria to do a yichud. The name of God of Bina is Echye, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Its gematria is 21. When we add it to the God of Zeranpin, which is Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, gematria 26. Plus the God of Malchut is Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, gematria 65. The sum of the three names is 112, which is the gematria of the river Yabok, the river that Jacob crossed to wrestle with the angel. And remember, the angel wasn't circumstantially that he showed up. Jacob had called him because he knew it was that time that he needed to vanquish Edom, which was his brother Esau. Pasuk 11. Tachatse melech ha mishpat yamid eretz man melech dakut shabrichu ba mishpat da yakov yihu kiyuma yarav yalda vavitzan min hei ila'a hei tata aitzanat min vav dikiyuma diarayu mishpat ha mishpat yamid eretz b'kol tikuno v'zan la. The translation. Come and see in the verse. The king by justice establishes the land. Who is the king? He is the Holy One, blessed be He. Bina. The words by justice refers to Jacob, that is Zeranpin, who forms the foundation of the land. Therefore, the letter Vav in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Zeranpin, is sustained by the upper He in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Bina. The lower He in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the Nukva, is sustained by the Vav, which is Zeranpin. Because justice establishes the land with all its needs and nourishes it. My commentary. This pasuk is also reminding us of the unity of the name with the land, with the people, with all the levels, as we said in my commentary on verse 10. Pasuk 11. Davar acher melech daku chabrihu b'mishpat da yosef v'amid eretz dikti v'kol haaretz ba'u mitraimat lishbor el yosef u'gin daku chabrihu Itre'e be'ya b'yakovavad le'al Yosef shalita alara. The translation. Another explanation of the king is that it refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, while justice refers to Joseph, who establishes the land, as it is written, in all countries, literally in all the land, came to Egypt, to Joseph, to buy provisions. Because the Holy One, blessed be he, favored Jacob, he made him governor of all the land. My commentary. I think this translation is corrupted. In the last part of the translation, substitute Joseph for Jacob. Pasuk 13. Rabbi Yosef Amar Melech Da Yosef Bamishpat Yamid Eretz da Yaakov dehad lata Yaakov lemitzrayim lahawa kiyuma Yara begoy kafna kewan diata Yaakov lemitzrayim bizkuteya istala kafna Beitkayam Ara. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, the king is Joseph, and by justice is Jacob. Because as long as Jacob did not come to Egypt, the land was beset by famine. After Jacob came to Egypt by his merit, the famine was gone and the land was established. My commentary. These code words and this Zohar section teaches that all forms of consciousness is truth. Pasuk 14. Davar acher melech b'mishpat yamid eretz da David malka. Dikti vayehi David ose Mishpat utzdaka lekol amo Vayihu kayim kayam ara uvizkuteya Kayma levatar dina Vayishterumot Yehersena Darachavam. The translation. Another explanation is that the king by justice establishes the land. Refers to King David as it is written. And David reigned over all of Israel. And David executed judgment and righteousness to all his people. He established the land during his lifetime, and by his merit, it stood after his demise. The phrase, but he who exacts gifts overthrows it, refers to Rechavam. My commentary. In my opinion, this pasuk is hinting at the idea of the three kings as leaders of the children of Israel, as spoken in the parasha of Bereshit. Being included in one person, or at least two of the three kings, as was true of Cain, the firstborn and the king in Israel, and justice in the land. Pasuk 15. Tachate kudsha barichu beginechon v'tzadikaya afal gav Defuranuta Itkazar al Alma Mit Ahva Beginechon Wila Shalta al Alma Koyomo de David Malka Itkaima Ara Beginea Levatar Demit Itkaima Bizkuteya Tiktiv Ganoti Al Hair Hazot she al moani ulman David avi kegad na dako yomo tiakov kol yomo Yosef la shalta uranuta bialma. The translation. Come and see, for the sake of the righteous, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not impose punishment that had been decreed on the world, so it will not have sway over the world. All the days of King David, the land was established for his sake. After he died, it continued because of his merit, as it is written, and I will defend the city for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Similarly, no punishment was inflicted on the world during all the days of Jacob and all the days of Joseph, as the famine ceased for their sakes, and the enslaving of Egypt was delayed. My commentary. In the Sefer Tu Haaretz, we are presently studying on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We find this relationship between King David, King Solomon, the people of Israel, and the land of Israel. It is too long to explain the hints from this pasuk that is revealed and explained in that particular book and study that we did. Pasuk 16. Tachatze melech b'mishpat yamid eretz da Yosef ish terumot yechersena da paro tehabegin yayakshe lebeya legabei dekut shabarichu chare vara demitzrayim ukabeita al yada de Yosef itkayam ara behau helma techalam diktiv vayehi miketz shenatayim yamim wikomer. The translation. Come and see. The verse, the king by justice establishes the land, refers to Joseph, but he who exacts gifts overthrows it refers to Pharaoh, because Pharaoh hardened his heart against the Holy One, blessed be He. The land of Egypt was destroyed. Before that, the land was thriving through Joseph in accordance with Pharaoh's dream, as it is written, and it came to pass at the end of 2 years. My commentary. The term hardened his heart is a difficult one to explain from a loving creator. It needs to be understood within the idea of coercion, which happens when one is put under chaotic stress. The term hardening his heart brings Pharaoh back to a level of true free choice, removing that effect of the coercion of seeing the chaos around them, which might mean that Pharaoh did not have the ability to make a free choice decision. And this is also explained in the Sefer Tu Haaretz, the goodness of the land. Pasuk 17. Vayhi miketz v'gomer Rabbi Elazar patach v'amar Hi Hashem uvaruch tzuri v'yarum Elohei Yishi Elohei Ketiv V'vav hai kirait l'istachala Ve'yachai Hashem dachai tzadika yisoda The Almighty Cray, Hi, the Almin, Uvaruch Suri, Dahu Diktiv, Baruch Hashem Suri, Vida Ila I Alma, the Itkayam, Aleya Tzadika Da. Yarum Melo Heishi, Yarum Dalma Ila Elohe Bo, Vavda Shamaim Keda Shamaim Shamaim La. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem lives and blessed is my rock, and let the Elohim, the Hebrew is Elohai, of my salvation be exalted. Elohai is spelled with a vav. This verse requires careful study. The phrase Hashem lives refers to the righteous, the foundation of the world, namely Yesod of Zeratin, who is referred to as the life of the worlds. The phrase, and blessed is my rock, is the meaning of blessed be Hashem, my rock. The world that is the Nukva is sustained by the generosity of the righteous, which is Yesod of Zeratin. In the verse, let the Elohim of my salvation be exalted. Exalted refers to the upper world, namely Bina, and Elohai with a vav is heaven. Namely, Zeratin, as it is written, the heavens are the heavens of Hashem. My commentary. This verse is clear as written. What is Rabbi Elazar hinting about is not clear. Pasuk 18. Tahate Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Voyamas Lanu Baruch Adonai Baalef Te'aletun Yud Wahai Kara Razad Achmata Iyu Yom Yom Heilu Shenatayim Yamim Kedaa Vayehi Miket Shetataim Yamim Ufaro Cholem Vahine Omed Al Chayor Razayihu Kimadi Tvarda Yosef Benacharda Yosef Hatzadikhu. The translation. Come and see. Blessed be Adonai, who day by day bears our burden. The name Adonai is spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which alludes to the Nukva. This verse contains the mystery of wisdom. Day by day is the secret of 2 years, literally 2 years of days, which are the two grades of Bina and Zeratin, for the Nukva is blessed only by them. This is as it is written, that it came to pass at the end of 2 years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. We have already learned this secret. It means Joseph, because the word the river refers to Joseph the righteous. My commentary. Joseph is a chariot for Yesod. Yesod is a funnel which gathers from all of the Sephirot above it and shares it with Malchut. Thus, this verse is referencing Malchut, Zeratin, and Bina. This is all of the lower worlds, worlds below the world of Atzilut. Pasuk 19. Vehine mina or olo sheva parod yifot mare uvriot basar
Blessing back to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.